Ganda!
Talino!
Yaman!
Yummy!
Katropa!
Siksik!
Liglig!
Malaman!
Aba! Patindi!
Fun Group Dynamics!
Oh God! Wow.
Drive My Car!
Ah! If you know what I mean.
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, yo, yo mga katropa! It's 7:02 oras na para sa Tropang Rad!
Yo!
Ako si katropang Mark.
Ako si katropang Gian.
Ako si katropang Kai.
Ayan, at nagsasapawan pa sila mga katropa. Yo, 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 the boys are back.
Yes.
Yes, we are indeed back.
Friday.
It's a Friday, yes. At yan, last Friday kasi kami rin. Pero ngayon, sinadya na namin na all guys. Kasi kahapon, ay nauna na ang mga guests, ay ang mga katropas natin na ladies. Pinag-usapan natin ang topic na mahal ako o mahal ko. Ayan.
Ay.
Oh.
Nakikita ko si ano, si classmate Hannah naglulup.
Oo nga eh. Na medyo sumapaw sa atin nung last Friday.
Siya pa yung sumulpot dito na bigla.
Oo. Yan. So, kahapon, yung ladies nga yung nag-usap tungkol sa topic na yan. Ngayon naman, it's the turn of the guys. Mm-mm. So, medyo sinubukan pa nila kahapon nga na i-even out. Kasi medyo outnumbered talaga yung mga guys sa Tropang Radyo. So, nagpa-transport strike sila para hindi makapunta si Katropang Janine. So, apat na lang silang nag-discuss kahapon. So, ngayon, kasama nyo na kami, all the tropa guys of the current crop of katropas. Ayan. So, mga katropa, ang ating pinag-uusapan ito ko sa mahal ako o mahal ko. Pero syempre, mamaya na natin sa huli ng pag-uusapan. Medyo i-drag out pa natin to, no? So, sa mga katropa natin na gustong makisali sa ating online, i-tweet nyo lang tayo sa @tropangradio. Of course, use your house hashtag if you do belong to a
house.
BC100 class or BC10 class. Yan, so mga katropa, let's get into it, ano? Kasi medyo perspective ng mga babae kahapon. Ngayon naman, tungo naman tayo sa perspective ng lalaki. Kayo ba, mga katropa, pag... tanong ko muna, na in love na ba kayo?
Oh.
Ay, ikaw muna.
wait lang, turuan na tayo
lang,
dito.
Wait lang.
Parang mag-guys tayo dito, laban tayo dito.
Oo nga naman. Ay, nako. Ako na nga.
Oh, yun. Oh, si katropang Gian.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yun lang naman tanong ko. Hindi naman kailangan ng details. So, ikaw, katropang Carl.
Yeah.
Sorta.
Yeah, sorta.
Yes. Very manly of you to say sorta.
Okay.
And kinda.
Sorta. Kinda.
Ako, yes then yes. So, in a way, na-in love na lahat ng mga katropa guys. So, nung tinanong ko yun mga katropa, anong klase ng love yung una nyong naisip at yung sinagot nyo?
Mm. Dahil in love, so I guess romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, love that you have with a girl.
Uh-uh. Or a special someone.
Prospective partner.
In love.
Sabihin ko sana mate, pero wag po.
Doon ka agad sa katropang Gian sa prospective partner.
Very scientific naman kasi.
Or mate.
Baka kung magmahal siya, talagang yun na yung...
Ay, hindi. No.
Ay, hindi naman.
Hindi naman.
Ay, hindi. Yung, I mean, yung ano na, partner for life na.
Ah, yeah, of course.
Oo, yun. Para lang malinaw, ano, kasi baka mamaya, iba pala yung nire-refer natin, tapos ma-misquote si katropang Gian.
Opo.
Bigla ma-flood yung kanyang, ano, yung phone niya. Oh my God, Zik siya magkandara
pa. Hindi po yun ang habol ko.
Oo. Ikaw, katropang Carl, ano ba yung una mong naisip? Yun din ba?
Perspective on...
What kind of love
kind of
were
love?
You thinking of?
Yeah, romantic love, ganun. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi prospective partner ka agad. Katulad ni katropang Gian. Or mate. Hindi yun agad.
Kasi meron ano yun.
Katropang Gian kasi always 10 steps ahead. Eh.
Oh, wow, no, why not?
Oh,
so actually, naisip na nila 50 years in the future.
well,
I'm clingy like that.
depende din naman yun kasi yung mga katropa. So, medyo nag-research ako for today. So, according to Psychology Today, ayan, there are 7 types of love as discussed loosely by the readings of Plato and Aristotle. Ano? So, mga ancient Greeks philosophers to. So, yung ating ano, unang naiisip kanina, nung sinagot niyo yung tanong ko na, nagmahal na ba kayo, ay
Eros.
Yes, Eros. Which refers to sexual or passionate love.
OMG.
Mm-mm. So not necessarily naman yung purely physical, pero yeah, yung yeah. more attraction. Passionate. Attraction.
Parang ano?
Sexual attraction nga. Mm-hmm. No.
Uh-huh. Pero katropang Gian, 'di ba kanina, yung sinabi mo na yung kind of love that you had is not Eros, which is what we usually think of, 'di ba? So sa mas perspective na partner yun, sa tingin mo ba yung isa pang level yun ng ay isa pang kind of love yun, which is philia or friendship and goodwill?
I think although it borders, they kind of border along with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Iba yung romantic love kasi in a sense, I think and I believe yung sa romantic love may prospect talaga of doing it eventually.
Uh-huh.
Yung sa friends kasi na love lang, I mean, friendship lang yun unless mm-hmm. you do it. Ako kasi I really don't do it. So, uh-huh. I mean, feeling ko dapat meron talagang linya. May malaking linya kung ano lang yung friendship love at yung romantic love. Na although, yung pinakamalaking chunk ng romantic love ay magsisimula dun sa friendship,
mm-hmm.
eventually, I believe na doon it will only take a time, it will take a long time before you go to that phase.
Uh-huh.
My belief.
Okay. Di ba levels of love yun? Huh? Like, may hierarchy yun, di ba? Yung levels of love.
Well, hindi umabot doon yung research ko. So, let's stick to it.
Hindi ba katropang yun? May ano yun? May hierarchy yun.
Naalala ko na lang ay hierarchy Eros. Of needs by Maslow.
No. From Eros, so filial love. Tapos meron pa yung unconditional love.
Agape,
yun. Yun. So, parang, kasi hindi siya, yun, ano yun, eh. Hindi altruism. Siya, parang for me, hindi siya like, hierarchy, hindi siya pataas ng pataas or whatever. It's a different type of love. Like, unconditional love is different from filial love and which is different from erotic love. So, parang...
I believe so, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Clearly, there must be distinctions.
The partner uh-huh. that you might want in life has to be somewhere nandun na sa agape or sa unconditional love, diba? Like, you love them despite their flaws. I mean, hindi pwedeng mag-remain na lang siya sa erotic love or nadala sa filial love, ganun.
Mm-hmm. Actually kasi, yung sa filial love, no, usually ito yung nire-refer as platonic love din. Diba?
Platonic love.
Pero sabi din daw ni Plato kasi, the best kind of friendship is that which lovers have for each other. So, kumbaga, iba pa yung friend, may ibang levels yung philia, no, na pwede pala siyang manggaling sa Eros and parang elevated na siya na mas as Plato said nga, no, it's the best kind. So may iba't ibang klase ng friendships. So mga katropa, kaya ko yan diniscuss sa inyo, no. Well, ako din, Eros din yung una ko naisip doon, yung romantic kind of love. Kasi, kayo ba, nung sa experience nyo, no, nung na-in-love kayo, no, sinabi nyo na nga,
Eros to.
Oo.
Mm-hmm.
Kayo ba, anong kind of love yung una nyong na-experience nung nasabi nyo na in-love na kayo? Sa tingin nyo ba, parang nag-umpisa siya, romantic na siya agad? O, kumbaga, may ibang level pa siya ng love na pinagdaanan bago siya naging romantic?
I guess, in my case, I can say nagsimula talaga siya ng Eros. I mean, talaga na clearly distinct na siya na this girl I really like and the treatment that I will give her will be very different from what I will give to a prospect, a friend prospective. So, I mean, iba talaga ang treatment ko kagad. Kunyari, nakita ko na ito, gusto ko siya, tapos pwede siya maging girlfriend, yan. Ayun, iba talaga yung magiging, ano ko, yung parang i-disguise ko lang na parang friendship yan, pero sa totoo lang, hindi.
So, alam na natin yung movie si Katropa.
So, iti-take note na yan.
Kapag friends po kayo, kapag kunyari, sobrang kind niya sa inyo, gano'n joke.
Mm-mm. Pero, in general naman, eh, si Katropang Gian ay very friendly mm-hmm. and kind. Mm-mm. So, kaya nang bahalang mag, ano, decode kung iba pa ba yung pag-trato
niya sa iyo? Or itanong nyo na lang sa kanya.
Minsan, that's the way to go. Pero minsan hindi rin, di ba?
Oo, iba rin.
Katropang Gian, kung matanong ko lang, ano, di ba nasabi mo na yung romantic love na yan? Pwede pa ba siyang mag-evolve into another kind of love or nawawala na lang yung love mo?
Yung romantic love?
Mm-mm.
I guess, pwede siya mag-evolve into agape, mm-hmm. but not total agape kasi may agape na talagang hindi dapat sa tao.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, I mean, it can develop to that. Mm-hmm. Pero may component pa rin ng romantic, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Gets. Ikaw naman katropang Carl.
Ako naalala ko, tinanong sa amin yung question na yan back in high school. Like, mm-hmm. who was your first love?
Uh-huh.
Or what was your first love? Tapos parang lahat kami.
Mommy.
Yung mga sinasagot, yung mga, parang lahat sila, mga sinasagot nila, girlfriend, boyfriend, gano'n. At that age, tapos parang sinabihan kami na, bakit hindi nyo na-consider man lang yung love ng parents nyo, yung binigay nila sa inyo? Isn't that unconditional love?
That is.
Mm-hmm. So parang kung ako, kung ganun yung perspective na mga galingan ko at kung love naman yung pinag-uusapan, edi yung parents na sila yung una nagbigay ng unconditional love sa akin, and then you got to meet your friends, then you got to experience filial relationships, ganun, platonic relationships, and then eventually when I got older, parang you start to feel attraction towards other people, so nandun na yung eros.
Bakit ka trapong Gian?
Pero para
ang cute kasi.
Ang weird lang kasi isipin na may mga tao nagsasabi na yung eros, yung erotic love is like the lowest type of love. So parang, so bumaba yung standards ko ng love, ganun.
Ah, gets na.
Ah, okay. So parang hindi naman kasi siya necessarily levels.
Kaya nga parang inisip ko category siya, hindi siya levels.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, yan. So mga katropa, medyo na-establish na natin yan, yung kinds of love na yan. So, medyo tutungo na tayo mamaya sa ating pagbabalik. Actually, we will get another perspective sa yan. Kasi mga ladies naman ang mga iimbitahan natin. Kasi kahapon, isang babae lang, si katropang Kim yun.
Mm-hmm.
So, all girls talaga sila. Pero ngayon, interestingly, kasi may guys conversation tayo, quote-unquote, babae mga kasama natin. Mm-hmm. So, let's ask their perspective dun sa ating topic na mahal ako o mahal ko. Yan ang abangan nyo sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan! Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
The UP Circle of Entrepreneurs invites you to its second installment of the most awaited student-organized night fun run in the country, Sparks Run 2.0, on March 5, 2017, at the UP Diliman Grounds. Join us as we celebrate the beauty and iridescence of all manifestations of love, where various race stations, giveaways, and performances from local bands await each and every runner. For more information, you may call or text Kevin at 0917-753-6650 or check their official Facebook page at facebook.com/sparksrun. Sparks Run 2.0 is brought to you by the UP Circle of Entrepreneurs in cooperation with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Wala namang nakakaintindi sa akin. Hindi na nauubos ang mga problema ko. Naawa lang sila sa akin.
Wala nang silbi ang buhay ko.
Ang depresyon ay hindi basta-basta. Maaari itong humantong sa malalang problema. Ang mga taong nagdadaan sa kondisyong ito ay nangangailangan ng pangunawa at profesional na pag-alaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radio! Yo, yo, yo mga katropa, it's 7:17 in the evening. Nagbabalik tayo dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Gian.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
At ako naman si Katropang Mark. At usapang mahal ko at mahal ako pa rin ako. Grabe guys! For huling hirit natin sa Feb, ano? Kasi March na bukas, alright.
Yes!
Diba? Another month has passed.
Ay, sabihin din nun, ay tapos na ang Diliman month.
So ongoing yata yung kanilang closing ceremonies para dyan.
Yes.
Mm-mm. So yan, tuto kayo dyan. And tulad nga na sinabi natin kanina, kuha tayong mga backup, mga ano, a different perspective on the usapan natin na mahal ko at mahal ako. From the House of Pinky, yo 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 mga katropa.
Yo yo yo, ako si Katropang Sharla.
Yo yo yo, ako si Katropang Dayan.
Yan, Katropang Dayan at Katropang Jarla. All right. So guys, what's your year and course?
Ako si Katropang Jarla, fourth year student, BA Communication Research.
Ako si Katropang Dayan, I'm in my first year and I'm taking broadcast communication.
All right. So mga mascom tayo lahat dito. Mm-mm. So guys, kayo mga katropa, have you ever been in love? You can translate it any way you want. It can be romantic love, love for nature, love for God.
I guess if I can translate it in any way I want, I've been in love. Mm-hmm. I guess I can say, be it crushes or maybe family love or love for my friends, I've been in love.
Mm-hmm. Katropang Jarla?
Ako naman, na-in love na ako. Pero siguro sa passion or hobby, I love traveling and mm-hmm. yeah, I also love family, friends, and my pet, my cat.
That's one kind of love. Mm-mm. So, kayo ba mga katropa, how do you express your love for the things or people or whatever you love?
Pag ako, siguro, ano, I give time to someone mm-hmm. that I love. And I also like giving gifts. So, parang yun yung expression of love ko.
Mm-mm. So, in a way, you're sharing yourself.
Yeah.
Pero, what do you give more ba? Yung gifts or yung time?
I'd say gifts. Mas lagi kong ginagawa siguro.
Mm-mm. What do you feel when you give gifts to those that you love?
I feel happy kasi parang ginagawa ko depende sa dun sa gusto ng tao. So pag nabibigay ko sa kanya yung gusto niya, so parang nafi-feel ko na I'm doing something for that person.
All right. Kano makatropang Dayan? How do you express your love?
I think I'm the same with Katropang Zerla, but for me, I'd like to give more of my time. Especially mm-hmm. because we're so into the social media accounts, we're so into chatting, that I'd rather give my personal time. I'd like to see them and I'd like to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how I express my love.
All right. So you usually give time or gifts.
Yeah.
So next kong question mga katropa, no? Let's flip the script naman kasi nga yung pinag-usapan natin ay mahal ko o mahal ako. Kayo ba mga katropa? The type of the way you express your love, is that also the way that you want to be loved?
For me, kasi diba merong parang five types of parang love. Some nakalimutan ko yung tawag, pero pwede siyang kasing may pwedeng service, pwedeng time. Kung narinig niyo na siya, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
For me, mas gusto ko na service yung type of love na binibigay sa akin. Kunyari, helping me do the some chores or something na mm-hmm. importante sa akin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, kaya makatropan da yan?
For me, yeah, still time. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's important to spend time with the ones you love. And we all have our own plans. We have like hectic schedules. But once you give time, personal time to ones you love, I think that's really like a precious moment.
All right. So, mga katropa, no, I will ask you our question. The topic for today, actually. So, which one would you rather choose as a partner? The one who loves you or the one that you love?
that's difficult.
Kasi you what like you said you'd rather when you express your love, you give your time or you give gifts and then you expect something else in return or the same thing, diba? So which one would you choose? Kasi ano eh, how do you phrase this? It's not always equal. Maybe when it's equal, you have found the perfect love. But as we say, in life, nothing's perfect, no? So, okay ba mga katropa? What do you think would you rather be? Who would you rather be with? Someone who loves you or someone that you love?
Go, Dayan.
I think it's a little sad, but I'd rather be the one giving love, mm-hmm. honestly, because, well, I don't know. It just feels good. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're sharing happiness and sharing love. So it's like when you give love, other people are happy. And so you're spreading positivity instead of nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. But in that sense, won't you feel like won't you be upset or disappointed? Because you said you want to receive time from your partner, but you see that the time that you give in for him, he can't give that back to you.
Yeah, I think
he's not giving the same amount that you are putting in to the relationship. Doesn't that hinder you from keeping on loving him?
Well, yeah, I think that's a sad part about giving love. I think if I were in that situation, if I really love the person, then I'd still give love to the person, even though he wouldn't give time for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. Yeah. Yeah.
So as long as he's willing to retain or still be in the relationship, you're still willing to be in it with him, even though he doesn't give you
to an extent
all of his time.
I think like if mm-hmm. it goes on for too long, then I wouldn't want to go through with it because I still think sharing time is important.
All right, ikaw naman katropang Jarla.
Siguro kaiba ng kay Dayan. Mas gusto ko yung mahal ako kesa mm-hmm. mas mahal ko.
Bakit?
Kasi para sa akin, parang mas madali kasing matutong magmahal ng ibang tao kesa ikaw yung naghahabol sa tao na yun. So, mm-hmm. kunyari, mas mahal ako, parang mas matututunan ko yung mahalin yung tao sa paglipas ng panahon kesa ako yung maghahabol or maghihintay. Mas gusto ko yun.
So, mas may security ka sa sarili mo na?
Yeah, gusto ko yung feeling ng may security.
Mm-hmm. Alright. So, tatanong ko rin sa iyo, no? Kasi, yun nga, as hindi equal yung pagmamahal nyo, no? Tapos parang you are the one who's reaching out to him. So paano kung makahanap ka nung isang tao na kumbaga mas mahal ka pa? Tapos mahal mo rin. Or kumbaga ganun. Yung scenaryong yun, no? Meron kang mahal, pero yung pinili mo yung mahal ka. Pero nalaman mo na mahal ka pala nung mahal mo din na hindi naman kayo magkapareho dati.
Ang hirap.
Bakit ganun? Naman.
Siguro depende rin siguro sa pagkakataon.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro kasi minsan kahit na mahal yung isa't isa pero hindi naman tama yung timing.
Mm-hmm.
So, siguro hindi pa rin yun mangyayari. Pero mm-hmm. kunyari kung for example, hindi tama yung timing tas okay naman kami nung mahal ako. I mean, mm-hmm. bakit mo isusugal yung matagal na friendship para sa isang bagay na hindi ka naman sigurado?
Interesting, ha? Parang ako na dito, eh. Cheese max to the max. So, mga katropa, salamat dyan, no? Napakatapang ng inyong mga pagsagot. Pero, meron pa akong isang actually, going back, tatanong ko rin sa inyo kanina yung tinanong ko sa kanila, no. Kayo ba nung na-in love kayo doon sa pinagka-in love niyo? Nauna ba yung friendship or yung did you see that person as a prospective partner na agad?
ako, yung sa boyfriend ko ngayon, nauna yung friends lang muna kami. Ganun. Mm-hmm. Hangout. Tapos, mm-hmm. nung naging kami na, mas nakilala pa namin yung isa't isa. Parang hindi siya yung conventional way of meeting some, or I mean, being in a relationship with someone. But I guess it's fun and true as well.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think nag-iba na yung type of friendship nyo?
Nung tumagal, mas lumalim.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, ganun. Pero yung habang kasing tumagal, kasi minsan, di ba, ibang magliligawan muna sila, ganun. Mm-hmm. Pero kasi pa nagliligawan kayo, hindi nyo pa masyadong makikilala yung sarili, yung isa't isa. Unlike kapag naging magkaibigan muna kayo, tapos naging kayo, tapos parang, at pag pumasok kayo sa relationship, mas sigurado na kayo. So parang ganun yung sa amin.
Okay, ikaw naman katropang Dayan.
I agree with katropang Zierla. I think it's friendship.
Friendship first.
Yeah, first. Because, well, once you get into a relationship, it's better to know who the person is and what is it they're like. And I'm pretty sure when you're friends and you fall in love with your friend, you know what it is that you fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult at the same time, because if you're going to transition from friendship to love, it's like, would you want to transition or would you want to just stay friends?
It's like you're risking something, yeah. Risking losing something for something more in your perspective. And, all right. So thank you for our guest, Katropas, for your honesty, candidness, and of course your insights para sa ating topic for today, ang mahal ko or mahal ako. So do you want to greet anyone? Mga sinabihan nyo na makinig or mga classmates?
I would just like to greet my friends from Comres, Anna, mm-hmm. Quincy, Pinky, Nicole. Hi, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, our BC 10 class.
Oh.
Hello.
Alright, so yo, mga katropa. And of course, when you see us outside, pansinin nyo kami ah. Kasi once nakatropa,
always nakatropa!
So tutuloy natin ang ating usapang mahal ko o mahal ako sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad. Yo!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Negosyante ka bang maraming gustong malaman sa takbo ng industriya?
Empleyado na maraming tanong sa mga karapatan mo?
O di kaya'y manggagawa na nais malaman ng iba't ibang relasyon sa mundo ng paggawa?
Pwes, ito ang programang para sa'yo. Solaire On Air, silip sa mundo ng paggawa. Ihahatid sa inyo ng UP School of Labor and Industrial Relations at ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Makisaya sa nag-iisang TV show trivia quiz bee na handog ng UP Sigma Beta Sorority. Ang Neurosis 5 Stranger Things About Stranger Things ay gaganapin sa March 10, 6-8pm sa CMC Audi. Free registration ito at punta lang sa Facebook page at UP Sigma Beta para sumali. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Sigma Beta Sorority sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa! It's 7:31. Tayo nagbabalik sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Gian.
At ako si Katropang Mark. Yo! You're listening to the boys of Tropang Radio. Dahil ang ating pinag-usapan ay ang mahal ko o mahal ako. So kahapon nga, yun din ang topic natin. Pero ang mga katropas natin na ladies, ang nag-discuss niyan. So, mm-hmm. it's the guy's turn. Mm-hmm. At of course, kasama pa rin natin ang ating mga katropas on. So, magbasa tayo ng ilang sa ating mga katropas na nag-tweet. So, ikaw muna, katropang Carl. Pakibasa.
Sabi ni katropang JM Casino, with a thousand little gestures spread throughout every day, hashtag House of Cheeto. Yan.
Sinagot niyan sa tanong natin na how do you express your love? Ikaw naman, katropang Gian. Isa pa ang response dyan sa tanong na yan.
Ayan, galing naman kay Jade Dong. Simply in everything I do, whether or not people notice. Hashtag House of Shrill.
So, mga ano ba yan? The moves. Hindi naman the moves yan, pero of course, our natural way of expressing our love.
In those little things.
Ang ganda rin, no, na thinking na yung pag-ibig, eh, pwede mo lang i-sprinkle o kaya i-pamigay in everything that you do. Yan. Maraming salamat, katropang Jade. At si katropang Alisa naman, sa tanong na, is the way you express your love also the way you want to be loved? Sabi niya, yes, oras at pasensya niya sapat na. Yan. So we can assume na yun yung gusto
presensya
rin niya. Ha, presensya ba? Oras at presensya. Okay. Pero ano din naman?
Yung pasensya din.
Patience is a virtue, di ba?
Pwede rin naman.
Pwede rin naman yun. Yan. Sagot naman ni katropang Alex Ulanday. Ano yun? Also, prangka ako sa taong mahal ko. Kung mali ginagawa niya, pinaparamdam kong mali siya. So, may honesty
dapat
dyan.
Lang.
Because you want the person you love to grow din naman.
Yes.
Best, mali talaga yung ginawa mo eh.
Kasi talaga, ano, foul yan, foul. Yan. So, keep on tweeting mga katropa. Meron pa tayong mga katanungan na pwede nyong i-engage mamaya. Tulad ng sabi ni katropang Shrell, actually. Ito, meron pa tayong mga tweets from our DZUP family. Kasi katropang Hana, sabi niya, pwedeng mag-evolve ang love. Love never goes away. Love transforms into its other forms even after iba na ang relasyon.
Parang energy lang.
Oh my goodness.
The law of ano. Mm-mm. I forgot.
Conservation.
Of energy. Thank you.
So it doesn't really disappear, it just changes its form.
Ayan. Yes.
Scientific, ano? At si Katropang Anika din pala, nag-tweet din siya kanina sa Atropang Radyo. Gwapo ni Katropang at Carl Sayat sa 7th SDP. Galing ng paper presentation at ganda ng video.
Yes, naman. Yes, naman.
Nice.
So, sa mga hindi po alam nice, kung bro. Sa mga hindi po nakakaalam kung anong SDP, yan po ay ang Sining Del Pilar. Ito yung isang platform para sa ating mga broadcast communication students dito sa CMC, no, na may tampok ang kanilang mga gawa na papel o kaya naman yung mga production.
Yes.
So, napo-focus natin yan. Hindi lang sila nananatili sa mga cabinet ng ating mga guro, sa mga laptop at computer. Pero yan, na-share natin yan. So,
hindi lang paper, prods din.
Oo, mga production. Correct. You're free to and MD. Ano ko tumuling?
Papaki teachers.
This people of nature. Mga production. Yan. Sean mula. Ito na din tayo. Okay, saw din tayo. How do confess women? Nasa
who wants to go hypothetical? Never had a woman.
Hypothetical.
Say, of course, we can still reflect on kung how we think we will react to this kind of confessions. Are you me?
Not that.
Wow.
So, magiging na talaga.
Feeling ko, oo.
What?
Tatas yung boses ko. Na-reverse
ko na nga yung boses, diba?
Me?
Bakit pero, naman, katropa, Carl? Sa tingin mo?
Kasi, I don't know. I've never had someone confess how they feel about to me.
Gusto ko yung nahirap with the prepositions mo.
Ang hirap ng grammar? Pero ayun, so I wouldn't know how to react. Kaya the first reaction would be disbelief na parang, talaga? Ako ba talaga?
Pero what if you there's no chance?
What do you mean?
There's no chance of you being together. Would it be different?
The same pa rin naman siguro, I think. Kasi it's surprising to have someone like me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell them na parang, ay, but I don't feel the same way.
Mm-mm.
So, like, how do we deal with this? Uh-uh.
Very parang insensitive.
So, like, can we talk about this?
Ayun.
So, iba rin
you
yung...
You have to talk about it.
No? Correct.
Yeah. So, ikaw, katropang Carl, magkaiba yung magiging reaction mo depende kung how you feel about the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Pero yung initial reaction would be the same.
Surprise and shock.
And disbelief altogether.
Resulting to a high-pitched, "What?
Are you sure?
Me?"
Okay, tama na yung high-pitch na yan. Yeah. Maaasar na yung mga tagapakinig natin.
Ikaw na mga tropang Gian, sa tingin mo ba?
Ano ba?
Yun na yun.
Yun na yung reaction mo.
Yun na yun. Yun na yung reaction that's it. Niya.
If I like the girl, then I'd really feel kilig and then sabihin ko sa kanya, tayo na.
Ay! Wow!
Joke lang.
Are we official now?
And then, pero clingy kasi talaga ako. So, I mean, if I really like the person, then I'll make sure na we'll be together na. I guess yun
lock
sa,
it in.
Yun na sa utak ko. Pero I guess...
Prospective partner.
Yeah, prospective partner. Uh-huh. Pero I'm very serious when people tell me na gusto nila ako. Tapos, I don't feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The best way is to talk about it, especially if you're not really certain mm-hmm. that there will be a possibility. Kasi ayaw natin na maging paasa tayo sa ibang tao.
Mm-hmm.
Dahil masama ang pagiging paasa. I believe it's a mortal sin to commit it.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang pinaglalaruan lang yung tao. It's not correct to make paasa or to do breadcrumbing. It's not good at all.
Katrapang Gin, ano yung breadcrumbing?
Ayun din, paasa din. Parang, di ba, kunyari sa mga ibon, hindi mo binibigay lahat ng bread. Di ba, konti lang.
Oh my hindi naman nila mauubos yung bread.
And then, I mean, parang, ang ano nun ay, to make them keep coming back.
Okay. Kasi lumalapit lang sila pag may breadcrumbs.
Yes, ganun. Ang gusto mo lang talaga ay yung attention. But, yung attention tsaka yung that it satisfies your ego. Yes, ang gwapo ko kasi dami nagkakagusto sa akin ganyan. Tapos you're going to maintain that feeling na maraming nagkakagusto sa iyo.
Uh-huh. So you've done that
kato. No. Of course not.
No. Uy, nagiging high pitch din si Katropang Gian, but in a completely different context.
Yep. No. That's bad.
Super defensive niyan.
I mean if I've committed it, then that would be unintentional. But nevertheless, that's still may kasalanan ka pa rin on that part kasi you're not wary enough to know na it actually makes them feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sensitive. You're not rid of your response. And if you kasalanan naman nagkahandan, natin ang kasi gusto natin na parang gusto kanya forever. Hindi yun tama. It puts them in a very bad situation. It makes them believe that there'd be a possibility when sa simula pa lang alam mo na the very beginning, wala.
So ikaw katropang Gian, na-experience mo na ba yan? Kung may tatanong lang kita, no? May nag-confess na ba sa'yo ever?
Oh.
Yung diretsahan na klaro, Gian, I like you. Ganun.
Oh.
Ah, meron na. So, how did you handle it? Kasi did you like the girl as well? Or hindi rin? Masyado. Or wag na lang natin sabihin hindi masyado. Parang at that time, you were not looking for a relationship. Ganun.
Siguro ang ginagawa ko niyan ay kinakausap. Nag-uusap kami. Mm-hmm. Kung ano bang dapat mangyari. Mm-hmm. Kasi usually nangyayari to pag super close namin Yung parang ang dami-dami namin pinag-uusapan, nag-chat kami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean kasi naman, in all fairness naman, parang isipin mo, that's not something that you would do with a normal friend.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, kailangan yung linawin yon na ano bang gusto mo magpanatili, lalo't sa tingin ko talaga, hindi magkakaroon ng pagkakataon.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, this is a better way, yung saying it directly, than making the person believe na meron talagang possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi that would be more painful.
Uh-huh.
Siguro, kaya sasabihin ko lang na ano bang dapat natin baguhin, may ba mababago ba sa ating interaction, para hindi na ako magkakaroon ng sala pa dun sa yung pagpapapaasa.
Mm-mm. So you make it clear.
Mm-mm.
Kung ano ba yung situation.
Make it clear and be more sensitive. Nung hindi pa ako nakaka-feel ng feelings, hindi ako sensitive.
Wala ka mo feeling.
Oh, so sa tingin mo ba nung...
Hindi pa daw na-install yung heart niya.
Oo, yung parang ganun. Unintentionally man, may sa feeling mo ba may napaasa ka na ng ganun kasi sa lack of quote-unquote capability of feeling?
Siguro, oo. Mm-hmm. Pero it does not rid me of my responsibility to that person.
So hindi mo pwede sabihin it. Na, hindi ko naman siya pinapaasa. Ganun.
Oo, may konti kang, kung hindi talaga, kung wala, sa tingin mo, wala ka talagang ginawa. May konti kang, kasalanan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung sa tingin mo may nagawa kang, kahit anong moves, yung parang, sa kanya lang ako, kakausapin ko na lang siya kasi kakausapin niya ako for sure.
Mm-hmm.
No one mm-hmm. else would listen to me more than he or she. Kaya mm-hmm. I'd talk to her or him even if I don't like her, him.
Mm-hmm. So, kakausapin mo pa rin. Tsaka, naisip ko dyan mga sobrang complex din, no? Kasi... Meron tayong mga usual nating mga bagay na ginagawa sa mga kaibigan natin. Sometimes those things are interpreted differently by different people, di ba?
Correct. Oo.
And sometimes that's what leads people to like us and down the road mm-hmm. to love us eventually, di ba? Na delikado rin siya. So, maganda nga 'yung sinabi ng katropang Gio na you gotta make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ano ba kayo, intentions nyo, pag meron kayong mga ginagawa, yung mga pag-uusap nyo, either if you go out. Kasi minsan mga ganun, di ba? Yung meron ka naman talagang mga friends na pwedeng, nakaya nyo na kayong dalawa lang yung nagdi-dinner. Mm-hmm. Pero sa mata ng mga tao, syempre parang, ba't kayo lang nagdi-dinner, di ba?
Oo. Tsaka pwede dun sa, di ba? Pwede dun sa kasama mo na bakit tayong dalawa lang nagdi-dinner.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Kasi mahirap din yan. That's one of the things that you need to consider din, and gotta make it clear. Kasi minsan, nagkaka-expectation din yung tao, di ba? Or nagkaka-expectation din yung ibang mga tao na naapektuhan din sila na kasi minsan hindi mo kayang sabihin na friends lang naman talaga kami. Kasi yung sasabihin na ibang tao around you, makaka-apekto din yun sa inyo. So you gotta make it clear din siguro sa mga taong yun.
Di, tsaka,
sa tingin nyo ba, kailangan sabihin nyo, wait lang, hindi kami nag-date or anything. Friends lang kami.
Feeling ko, yun, medyo, tawag dito?
Assuming.
Grave. Oh, tsaka assuming, tsaka insensitive. Ganun lang siguro kapag may blatant na sinabi yung other person na gusto kita.
Mm-mm.
Pero yung parang feeling mo lang, kung feeling mo na may gusto siya sa iyo, pero hindi mo siya gusto, baguhin mo na ng kaunti ang iyong ginagawa.
Wait lang guys, linawin niyo yan.
Kasi meron mga tao naman, di ba, syempre, hindi nagsasabi na gusto kita.
Mm-mm.
So, pero pag feeling mo na gusto ka niya, unti-unti mong baguhin at iangkop ang iyong ginagawa kung hindi mo siya ganun kagusto.
May narinig ako reaction sa labas, ah. Lakas nun, ah. Oh, pero anyway, yan nga. So, actually, dami natin napapag-usapan ito, mga juicy-juicy. Pero meron pa tayong follow-up question, no? Kasi nagtanong si katropang Shrel nga, di ba, kung how do you handle confession? How do we guys handle confessions from women? Tapos may follow-up question pa. Dahil nag-react si katropang Kenneth, sabi niya, it depends daw. Usually, he makes sure that what she's feeling is love talaga. So mga katropa, how do you know if it's love talaga? So yan ang ating babalikan sa huling hirita natin sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pagdamig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin.
Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Naalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni Chun Chun?
Ay, napakasaya noon! Pati yung graduation ni Lin sa kolehiyo!
Naku! Nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon!
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi kanila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mo ang naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Yo, 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 mga katropa, at 7:48, huling hirita na sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Mark.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
At ako si Katropang Gian.
Usapang lalaki pa rin. Hindi, joke. In a sense na mga lalaki kaming lahat kasi guys of tropa ang nakaupo ngayon dito sa booth. Dahil kahapon, pinag-usapan naman yan ng ating mga katropas na girls.
Mga lady katropas.
Yes. Yes, ang tanong na mahal ka o... Hindi, mahal ko o mahal ako? Oh, yan. So, ating nabinbin na katanungan kanina, no? How do you know if it's love talaga?
Ooh.
So, maybe this is admiration / infatuation versus love
actual
talaga.
Love.
Actual love. Sa tingin niyo ba, how do you distinguish the two?
If it's love talaga.
If it's love talaga.
Katropang Shell, if it's love talaga. Sabi ng isa sa mga pinaka-favorite ko na TV series, you know you're in love when the songs make sense.
Mm.
Parang, oh, that's what they were talking about. I am feeling that. Parang kasi, parang may assumption din na when you're not yet sure, you're not as articulate, but the songs are like really articulate about feelings. Mm-hmm. So kapag nakaka-relate ka na dun, you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
I'm feeling it. Kasi kumbaga parang nakuha mo na yung ano key code doon sa code na hindi mo ma-decipher before na. What is this love that is sorrowful and so joyful din minsan that you're talking about? Tapos na-experience mo na yung actual na pagiging in love. Tapos, yun na nga, they make sense na kasi nakarelate ka na dun sa experience. Do you have that shared experience?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not a really good definition, but it's a good barometer for knowing if you're if you're really in love or if it's love talaga.
Or when you think you've felt love.
Yep.
Na. Kasi, pero mahirap yan, katropang Carla. Kasi you do experience this, pero kasi parang once mo lang siya magagamit kasi you have that code all along na eh, diba? So kumbaga kung na in love ka na tapos you fell out of love, you still have that experience in you, diba? So how will you tell na after that first realization na oh my goodness, these songs made sense to me because I felt this. Diba? Ikaw katropang Gian, how do you tell if it's love talaga?
Aba.
I mean, I guess you would know na it's love if you're willing to sacrifice.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it goes along, it borders through your love for your friends, your love for your family, of course, your love for your country, etc. And I mean, kung kunyari romantic love na mas ano yan eh, parang kapag parang yung mas inuuna mo na yung iba kaysa sa sarili mo, I guess that's a good measure to determine that you are indeed in love. If you're willing to sacrifice and you're willing to go a long way for the person.
Naalala ko nun, may sinabi sa amin yung isang teacher namin sa high school. Sabi niya, close your eyes, imagine your crush with a lot of pimples on his or her face. Do you still like them? Kung yes yung answer mo, okay.
Maybe that's love.
Hindi siya nakatulog.
Pero I think that's a good, ano, my professor in French in UP told us na parang you would know that you are in love with the person if kahit mawala na yung kagalingan niya, katalinuhan niya, kagandahan niya, kagapuhan niya, even yung some of his or her good characteristics. Pero gusto mo pa rin siya, tumanda na siya, mahal mo pa ba siya sa tingin mo? I think that's a good ano, kasi everything withers eh. Kasi human, we go through senescence eh. We will eventually die.
Just making sure.
I mean, diba, lahat lalaho eh at lilipas.
Yes.
Entropy.
Yes. So I mean, there's this something constant, yung pagmamahal mo dun sa tao, that would stay. I think that's a good measure for love.
So unconditional talaga.
Despite entropy, love remains. Love is the order of, and love is the force of order, parang ganun.
Sa tingin ko naman, related din sa mga kasagutan yun, no, na sa tingin ko, love muna talaga when all you think about is making that person's life easier, happier, ano, all in all, parang better.
True.
Na not thinking about what it would entail for you. So parang kumbaga, you also sacrifice. Ayan, si Katropang Hana, may sinasabi. Not all loves stay, but all loves last. So law of conservation din ba yan? It not may, parang ganun it may be not eros anymore. It'll
develop force yan. Force.
Agape.
Maganda nga yung nasabi mo, Katropang Mark, na ganun yung mga pagmamahal, yung ibibigay mo halos lahat sa tao.
Wait lang. Hindi yan sinabi ko.
Or yung parang you're willing to sacrifice.
Not really yung sa pagsasacrifice. Kasi I believe na yung sarili mo, you must be complete in yourself. Na. So pag yung, kumbaga, binigay mo yung lahat ng iyo, all that you have to another person, that's not really the perfect love, I think, you can give.
Definitely not. Kasi you're forgetting about yourself. Remember, you cannot love other people if you don't love yourself.
Yeah, okay. We heard that from Katropang Gian. Love is sharing yourself though. Not really dedicating all of it, but just sharing. Kasi, tulad nga na sabi ko kanina, kumbaga, you know that it's love na talaga. Despite the things na, kumbaga, wala ka nang pakialam kung maging kayo man o hindi. Parang sa Jollibee na ano. Wait lang ha. Hindi ko pala sinabi ha. Yung ano, viral na commercial. Yung doon sa...
Yung may burger na restaurant.
Pero hindi yun yung kwentong yun. Yung friend sila, na nagsabay sila ng order. Tapos saktong-sakto. Yan. Tapos yung ending pala nun, hindi pala sila yung ikakasal dun sa kasal na
play
yun.
Naiyak ako dun. No,
best friend pala siya. So, sa tingin
super
ko...
Super sensitive ko talaga.
Yun. Love talaga yun. Na sobrang selfless mo na despite all the things na kumaga, parang hindi ikaw yung pinili niya or hindi naging kayo. Pero nandun ka pa rin para sa kanya.
Yes. Pero diba? Nakikita pa rin natin na okay yung dude. So, I mean, complete siya. Sa sarili niya.
Kumbaga, you see him happy, but you also see his eyes na, but he still chose to be there. Yeah. He still chose to be part of that person's life that is, that person that was important to him. Kahit na yung, ano, it meant na hindi sila yung nagkatuluyan. Yun, I think that's true love naman. So hindi naman niya necessarily sinacrifice yung lahat niya. Hindi naman niya. It's not like naging pari na siya na hindi na siya nag-asawa or yung hindi nga lang nagpari, yung parang nag-decide na siya ayoko na mag-asawa kasi hindi ko na siya mahal. Well, in-assume ko lang yun, baka mamaya ayun na pala yung ginawa niya. Pero yun yung type of love na yung true love na siguro na. Yun nga, yung wala ka nang pakialam kung ano yung mangyari. Hindi naman sa walang pakialam. Yung hindi mo na concern yung kung ano yung gusto mo. But what that other person needs, wants, and chooses.
Mm-mm.
Ayun. To the extent na yun nga, yung mas, ano, magiging okay yung person na yun. So, yan. So, mga katropa, it all boils down, no, sa ating tanong. Isang tanong, isang sagot. Hindi na kailangan mag-explain na yung mahal ko o mahal ako. Katropang Carl.
Mahal ko.
Katropang Gian.
Mahal ko.
Hoy! Unanimous, ah. Mahal ko rin ako. Yan. So, kung kahapon, ang ating mga girls ay unanimous, mahal ako ang pinili. Mga guys, mahal ko. Oh, alright. So, parang... parang...
Or pinag-usapan.
Pinag-usapan, hindi.
Pinag-usapan yan.
Hindi na pinag-usapan yan, ha. Talagang, from the bottom of our hearts, our loving hearts, yan ang aming kasagutan.
Our deep hearts.
So, yan. Mga katropa, maraming salamat sa inyong pagsama sa ating usapang mahal ko o mahal ako. So, sana'y napaisip din kayo, mahal niyo ba talaga yan? Wow.
Kung hindi, iwanan mo na.
or yung na-realize, mahal ko talaga siya. Yun, mas maganda siguro na ending yun. Maraming salamat, katropang Carl, katropang Gian.
Thank you, katropang Mark.
Okay, katropang Shrel, yan, na nag-live tweet sa atin. Yan, si katropang Raymond, si katropang Julius, katropang Jerry, si katropang
hello,
Hannah,
hello.
Katropang Aisha, yan, si katropang
hello.
Jane, katropang Annika. Yan silang lahat sa labas. Of course, sa ating mga katropas na sinamahan tayo kanina dito sa booth, si katropang Diane at si katropang Jarla.
Hello, yan, hello.
Maraming salamat sa iyong pakikibahagi. At of course, sa mga kasama natin sa Twitter, maraming salamat and we'll get to your tweets.
Thank you, thank you.
Yan, so sana'y makikinig pa kayo sa mga susunod nating mga episodes ng Tropang Radyo for this week dahil tapos na ang February.
Yan. It's March.
It's March tomorrow.
Fire Prevention Month. PSA.
At ang ating Buena Mano para sa Marso ay isang roast. Wait lang ha. So, be careful guys sa pagro-roast natin. So, si Katropang Shrel ang ating ro-roast. Yan. At sa Thursday naman, si Katropang Gia naman. At sa Friday ay gantihan na. Boom! So, nag-aalab ang ating start of Tropang Radyo for March. So, makinig kayo dyan, mga katropa. Mga katropa, kung sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka?
Sa Tropang Radyo, kasali ka na.
Katropa ka pa! Good night!
Good night, bye-bye!
Mahal mo o mahal ka?
Ingat, ingat.
Love yourself.
Love, love, love. Give love.